Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Going to attempt to be focused today and go over all of the different facets of what we're dealing with here. The election of 2012 here in the heart of the global world government empire, the former United States is in full swing. It is a political distraction overall to make people think the buck actually stops with presidents and not the globalist special interests that have hijacked this nation and other nations. But it is important in that it shows how the system is able to engage in overall election fraud, black box voting, and it's important to see in the globalist evolution where both parties are taking us, and that is very, very rapidly deeper into classical tyranny. So we're going to be going over all the different facets today. An incredible speech last night where Obama started crying. He's been crying more today. Absolute Oprah Winfrey deception garbage by a con artist trying to suck in his followers. Romney, obviously a globalist deceptor and deceiver and front man, but not giving us those types of theatrical events. Obama said that he tells the truth. Obama, you know I tell the truth. That's the headline at Infowars.com, an article I worked on this morning with Paul Watson that he just published. You know when Obama is lying because his lips are moving. A key article with the fact that Obama is a bigger liar than Bill Clinton. Obama and his administration engage in lies that are mind-blowing. Here's an example. They've put al-Qaeda in charge of Libya, and now they're trying to have them take over Syria. Hillary is in the news today, and we have an article up at Infowars.com saying that they've got to invade Syria because of al-Qaeda. Because al-Qaeda is now in the country. The al-Qaeda, they publicly shipped in. Unbelievable. Hillary Clinton aims to rewrite history, says Islamic extremists hijack Syrian revolution. By the way, we had Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer on yesterday. And off-air, he said, yeah, no, the evidence points towards a hit on the ambassador to get rid of him because he didn't want to arm al-Qaeda in Syria. And then on-air, that wasn't in confidence. He said I could talk about it. On-air, he said, yeah, that's one of the options. But bottom line, they ordered the stand-down in Benghazi. And I'm sorry, that's spin to claim neocons ordered al-Qaeda in when that al-Qaeda group was running security in Benghazi. And now we learn for 7 hours, not five, they had drones over while the firefight was going on. The Alamo was going on with just a few guys, and they're holding off hundreds with anti-aircraft guns, you name it, and that Obama ordered the stand down. Now they've been relieving generals over it, and that's come out in the Washington Times. In fact, guys, that's in my news stack from last night. Can somebody jog over? And I mean jog over. It's a big little complex now, the InfoWars campus, and grab that off the other broadcast desk. I think it's still sitting there, still loitering over there. My stack of news from last night is a bunch of research we pulled together, and I don't have it in the stack, so I want to actually have that. We're going to get into Obama. Well, I mean, here's a clip of it. Here's a clip of Obama saying he doesn't lie. He says, I only tell the truth. That's another lie. Here it is.
Ruling out compromise, pledging to rubber stamp the Tea Party's agenda in Congress, not change. Changing the facts when they're inconvenient to your campaign, that's not change. At least not the kind of change you want out of your president. You may not agree with every policy I've put forward. There have been times where, by the way, Michelle doesn't agree with everything I do. You may be frustrated sometimes with the pace of change. I'm frustrated too sometimes. But you know where I stand. You know what I believe. You know I tell the truth.
You know I tell the truth. You know I tell the truth. We've got an article documenting his lies.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and
welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is election 2012. It is, of course, the sixth day of November 2012, and we're going to be here for the next 3 hours, and then I will be back tonight, 5 central to past midnight, with the entire crew behind the scenes, people like Chris Alanis and CJ and Dan Badondi and Rob Dew and Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson and everybody in our operation that's behind the scenes that you don't hear about a lot. And then some of them also have double duty as reporters. Jakari Jackson, David Knight, Darren McBreen, Marcos Morales. The list just goes on and on. Melissa Melton, Paul Watson, Steve Watson. I don't want to start the broadcast here thanking the crew. The point is that they are working their butts off to really analyze and track what's happening. And the accelerated talk of rioting if Obama loses, the different Democratic Party operatives putting out videos calling for U.S. cities to be burned, Michael Moore, of course. We have just unbelievable behavior out of Bill Maher calling for racial attacks on whites, literally incitement if Obama doesn't win. Everybody knows I don't like Mitt Romney, but just the behavior of the Democrats shows you they are a nasty group of authoritarians, and they've just got a giant group of camp followers that are dependent and think government's their mommy, their daddy, and their granny all rolled into one, and it is Creepville off the chart. You've got all the geopolitical things that are happening, the global meltdown moving quicker and quicker. Bev Harris will just pop in for like 10 minutes at the bottom of the hour with the latest on any type of election chicanery. Then she's back on tomorrow in the aftermath. They're still talking about a board of elections in New York extending voting for a couple days. So I think it's 50-50 probably right now that they're going to postpone the election results for a couple days. And then that's where I think you've got a chance of the real civil unrest if things are contested. If Obama wins, I don't think you're going to see Romney supporters engaging in any type of criminal activity. You may see a little bit of stuff. I think that if Romney clearly wins, you're not going to see a lot out of Obama supporters. Maybe a little bit of, windows being knocked out or a little bit of rioting. But I think it'll be moderate. But if this thing gets protracted and then there's allegations of election fraud on both sides, you could see both sides getting really, really nasty. And the civil unrest could really go south quickly. And I see so many Democrats in their tweets, but also on TV and radio and in print saying, oh, conservatives are scared. They're scared there's going to be rioting. And like Bill Maher said, black people, you need to go out and attack white people, basically hunt them down. Charlie Skelton, the London Guardian, has done an article for us pointing out that it's racism, implying that black people are going to do this and then trying to goad them to do it. It's really a form of terrorism being engaged in here. And again, it's like pick your poison. No matter who gets into office, I know the New World Order is going to continue. But Obama says he's going to try to ban handguns and rifles in the second debate. We already knew that was the plan. I can't believe he admitted it. He only tells the truth when he admits he wants socialism and to disarm the American people. That's about the only time he tells the truth. In the first campaign, he lied about it and said he believed the Second Amendment was going to leave it alone. Now he says the Second Amendment means they have a right to take your guns. That's the new lawyer speak. He plans to expand taxpayer-funded abortion, making churches pay for it in their insurance packages. A lot of really bad stuff they are announcing. If you think 200 power plants shut down, how about 1,000 plus? They're talking about close to 1,100 coal power plants. We've already seen power prices in many areas of the country double. It's up 30-something% nationwide in the last 4 years. Can you imagine if they shut down 1,000? Woo! Man, they've shut down the two city-owned plants, they said, for the earth. It was so big insiders could make more money with their coal power plants. And our prices have doubled the last 5 years. This is pre-Obama right through it. Can you imagine they shut down our final power plant? We'll have to buy it all from Mexico, strangely enough, where they have totally dirty plants. They're talking about another doubling. I mean, you want to get gang raped by the globalists? Don't worry. All of you idiots that think a Barack Obama is going to deliver you a free lunch and that overall your life's going to get better under the destruction of this country and the jobs shutting down and the shipping overseas, you people are in for a rude awakening because you're going to still get your welfare checks. You're still going to get your Social Security checks. You're still going to get your food stamps. They're just going to be devalued and you're not going to be able to buy as much with them. Okay, I'm already digressing here. We got Bev Harris coming on. I thought it'd be interesting to have David Icke on during the election just to cover things in the world. Richard Belzer, the TV star and Hollywood star, a few months ago he was on and suddenly said, hey, here's Christopher Walken on the show on Skype. And sure enough, there was Christopher Walken. I think they'd had a few glasses of red wine that day. So who knows what the surprises will be with Richard Belzer popping in. And then tonight, I'm going to be in this radio/TV studio taking calls. We're going to have Gerald Celente on at 5 o'clock Central, Max Kaiser, Wayne Madsen, Paul Craig Roberts, Lou Rockwell, Nomi Prinz, Webster Tarpley, and others. And tomorrow we're going to have special coverage. If you go to Infowars.com, or prisonplanet.com if you're a radio listener. You'll notice it's not the world map now as the header of the online newspaper. It is a world map with just the U.S. on it and big red curtains like a puppet show with Obama and the other side of the coin, Romney up there as wooden puppets or ventriloquist dolls. So that is up there on the site. And you can link through just by clicking that header, and it takes you to a page that has the free video feeds up there for everyone, what PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and subscribers can see every day, the radio show, five-camera shoot, the TV studio over there. We're going to have our reporters giving you the latest news every 15 minutes, the latest, most of it, of course, fraudulent numbers with both parties engaged in all sorts of rigging of systems. So it's a battle, like a football game, over who can cheat the most. And so we're going to be tracking all of that, the Senate races, the House races. We're also going to have reporters in Austin, Texas, out on the street with live video feeds back to the studio, interspersed with a guest. And, yes, I will also take some phone calls. In fact, I want to open the phones up here for people specifically that have seen election anomalies. Or if you had no problem voting, if it was all quick and easy, then you call in with your 30-second comment or a minute comment if you need to elaborate on any type of fraud. I've talked to people here in Austin where they want to have University of Texas have us now pay property taxes directly to them when they're worth over $500 billion plus. It's unbelievable. Just in their permanent fund, you know, they're talking about $4 billion just in cash. But if you count all the investments and all of it, I mean, it's almost as wealthy as the state of Texas itself with the comprehensive annual financial reports. And magically, people trying to click that I've talked to know on Prop 1, it's just saying you're done voting and flipping it that you voted for it. We'll also give the number out here to call in with any reports you've got on what's happening with the election, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We'll get into the latest on the aftermath of the breakdown of society and FEMA not really helping anybody in New York and New Jersey, but citizens, Americans that did get prepared and the churches that got prepared, they are buoying the community. And that's in the local news. It's also what our listeners are telling us. FEMA, nowhere to be seen. Cops are mainly writing tickets in Long Island, in Jersey Shore, in Manhattan, in Staten Island. They're out writing tickets. There's looting at night. They're also arresting people that try to bring gasoline to their neighbors. And they're arresting people who, you know, pose, you know, in the news with a baseball bat. You're not allowed to defend yourself. So we're seeing what we saw in Katrina. If New Yorkers had guns to confiscate, the police would be coming around confiscating their guns. Now, most police departments aren't like that. But New York, Chicago, and places like New Orleans, I'm sorry, they are criminal run. No one can deny that. It's well known. Now, let's go out to break with this clip. When we come back, I'm going to cover it. It's a very important article by myself and Paul Watson up at Infowars.com. Please retweet this. We've tweeted it out at twitter.com/realalexjones. You can follow us there. Obama, you know I tell the truth. And it goes over all of it here where let's go out to break. Or let's just play this clip again from last night where he's crying, saying, you know, I tell the truth. I don't flip-flop. Here it is.
Out of your president. You may not agree with every policy I've put forward. There have been times where, by the way, Michelle doesn't agree with everything I do. You may be frustrated sometimes with the pace of change. I'm frustrated too sometimes. But you know where I stand. You know what I believe. You know I tell the truth.
You know I tell the truth. I mean, is that some kind of sick joke? I won't hire any lobbyists, hired more than anybody ever had in history. I won't have any signing statements, broke Bush's record first year he was in office, which is he's claiming is law. He can change the law right there, which he can't. He can veto it or not veto it. Said he closed Gitmo, didn't. Said he didn't torture, didn't. Said he was against the NDAA when his people wrote it, and then said he wouldn't sign it and did sign it. You want me to just keep going on with this? We're going to cover his lies, his flip-flops. And sure, Mitt Romney does it too. But Mitt Romney has never got up and said he's never changed his views. He tries to twist why he's changed them. Obama just says he's never flip-flopped.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The English army had just won the war. You know, that's the thing about these wars. We think we're winning these wars, but the foreign megabanks that run Europe, run England, run the United States, run Scotland, run Ireland, both northern and southern, that run New Zealand, that run Mexico, they are sucking our energy out and empowering their world government while destroying our national sovereignty and destroying our individual sovereignty. and training us that we have no rights, that we're basically slaves. And more as I people watch and study the science, the general public is like a bunch of lemmings. This morning I was exercising down at Barton Springs. And when I came out, there was like 20 school buses pulling in, I think for some big band event. And the school buses were parking, but parents were also there with their own cars getting their kids out. And I was going like 2 miles an hour. And these people in the middle of the big street would just walk out in front of a car. I see people walking their kids to school who will get on a major highway and walk on the white line while giant trucks are 1 foot away from them. But then they're scared to death of imaginary Al-Qaeda, or they're scared to death of another citizen having a gun, but they have no sense. And you look at the looks in people's faces. They have the look like when somebody's watching television, has their mouth hanging open, and are in a trance, because they are in trances medically. The IQs are dropping across the West. You can look this up for yourself. The brainwaves are dropping. That's what the new issue of InfoWars magazine is about. And we have to understand, folks, that we're in a lot of trouble. Also, if you look at the video of the people behind Obama that's up at InfoWars.com in the article, "Obama, You Know I Tell the Truth," close quote, that's the headline. They all have these shining smiles on their faces and are all looking at Obama and feeling real satisfied. You can tell, almost crying, they're so energized with reflected glory. So they're looking at a puppet who they believe is on their team, and they're feeling powerful because the guy that runs the country is on their side. It's the same thing with supporters of Mitt Romney, by and large. I mean, it's one thing if you say somebody's a lesser of two evils and support them. That's bad enough. But if you really think the buck stops with these guys, that's what this whole pageant is about. So you think the election's real, so you don't realize it's all a facade, so you stay in the system. Then people ask, Alex, you expose the left-right paradigm, but you talk about left and right. Well, because there is a left and right within the left-right paradigm, within that box, and you've got to communicate to people. We've probably gotten another 50 affiliates or 40 or so the last 6 months. We got a lot of new listeners who wouldn't even understand what I was talking about if I didn't use these terms. And there are differences between the two, but only within that system. I'm trying to get people to look outside that system. But there is political power within talking about the system as it is within the box to get people's attention, to then use it as a teaching moment to expand outside the box. And that's what I do. I go into the matrix to get people out of the matrix. But I'm in the matrix and I'm outside the matrix. I am in the world, but not of the world, of this fake construct. I'm in the real world. I'm in the real universe. Okay, and that's what I seek to get other people to tune into, is that it doesn't mean I have some ultimate truth or some utopia. Quite the contrary. Being in the universe is getting away from the cruddy politicians and their lies and stop identifying with them and stop buying into the system, and then stepping back and going, whoa, look at the universe around me. Look at the wonderment around me. Look at how incredible the world is. Look how much good there is. And not letting Madison Avenue make you feel inadequate so they can sell you slavery. It's realizing how important you are. It's realizing your place in the universe. And then these people are a sick joke. Now let's play this clip one more time. Here's Obama saying that he tells the truth. He never flip-flops. He says that in the full speech. Here it is. And then we'll...
poses a dilemma for Governor Romney. But he's a very talented salesman. And in this campaign, he has tried as hard as he can to repackage the same old ideas and pretend they're new. In fact, he's offering them up as change. Says he's the candidate of change. Now, let me just say this. We know what change looks like. And what he's selling ain't it. It ain't it. Giving more power back to the biggest banks, that's not change. Another $5 trillion tax cut to favor the
wealthy. All right, we're gonna go to break.
Not change.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Supernatural Silver is a new technology that is highly effective against the germs, bacteria, and fungus that can breed in your chest, throat, and sinuses. Kill off these germs and allow your immune system to become stronger with Supernatural Silver, a powerful new silver solution that is several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silvers. Supernatural Silver can be taken daily for prevention and will not create resistant bacteria. It is non-toxic and is proven to be effective against many of the most serious diseases out there today, such as resistant staph, strep, pneumonia, viruses, and flus. Supernatural Silver is a safe and effective way to fight pathogens where antibiotics and other drugs fail. Have it on hand for any emergency. Go to www.supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code ALEXSAYS for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It is election coverage, or should I say selection coverage. 2012, it's election day. It is November 6th, 2012 on this Super Tuesday, as they call it. And it's like going into a casino where you know everything's tilted and rigged for the house. I'm just not going to go gamble and be part of something that's designed to sucker me. I know that there is some evidence that there's still some real election processes in some local areas in different regions of the United States, but we have proven decades and decades and decades of fraud with Kennedy versus Nixon in 1960. We know about the fraud to get LBJ into Congress in Box 13. We know about the fraud in Ohio. We know about the fraud on both sides in 2000. We know these machines' codes have been made public where it's designed for fraud. And still, the companies operate and just change their name, and that's what we go out and vote on. Now, that said, we can see where our country's gone. We've got Barack Obama openly saying he wants to go after handguns and rifles. And that churches should have to, you know, pay for insurance that pays for abortion. You got Mitt Romney that says he, you know, he thinks Russia's a big enemy and wants to start some new wars. I mean, it is a evil on the left, evil on the right, and a whole fraudulent system over it. Now, Bev Harris runs blackboxvoting.org. She's only popping in for about 10, 15 minutes today. And then we're going to have her back on tomorrow in the aftermath and in the days following that to track what's happening in our election process. Because, you know, the establishment doesn't just spend billions of dollars, you know, controlling both candidates so they control the outcome that way. They also obviously have their hands in there, the different power structures, the different management teams of the two parties that want first dibs at the government trough as kingmakers. There is a fight going on to see who can be the CEO of Slavery Incorporated. Two different management teams fighting over who will get the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated, as I said 12 years ago in the film Waking Life. And that's more true today than it's ever been. And so Bev has got all of her moles out there tracking things around the country. What type of anomalies are we already seeing, Bev Harris?
Well, you know, I want to actually jump ahead, if you don't mind, Alex, to what people can do this particular today. I'll tell you what we're doing, okay, because that's going to pull in the reports of the anomalies directly from the field, from the people who are out there. I am in contact with a network of different organizations, both Ron Paul supporters, progressives, people from all political walks of life, which is what we want, ordinary citizens from all political walks of life, who are reporting in with what they see and also, you know, vetted stories that they may see on local news or local radio. There's three different places for them to report it. And then what I'm doing is then pushing it out again to more media sources. So, if you're a Facebook fan, there's a Facebook page that's very active called Occupy Elections. There's also the Black Box Voting Facebook page. There's also Watch the Vote 2012. And we have people monitoring those pages. So if you post on those pages, we've got people monitoring those and kind of distilling out the cream of the crop and getting it to me. But there's also, if you want to make sure it's permanently archived, because, you know, on Facebook it just sort of rolls off the page and then you never see it again, on blackboxvoting.org, there's a button at the top that says go to your state, and you simply push that and go to the location where it happens and post it there, and it will stay there for years so that people can track what's happening in different places. And then what I'll be doing is taking the most important information and feeding it right back out to the media, like you, so that we can start having a method of flowing this information more systematically. Because I feel, as you mentioned yesterday, we're getting close to the tipping point with American public's awareness. And so we need to get the information out there as efficiently as we can this year.
Again, Bev Harris is our guest. I've got a bunch of special guests tonight. Gerald Celente, Max Kaiser, Wayne Madsen, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Lou Rockwell, Naomi Prinz, Webster Tarpley. But we've got some spaces in there tonight, Bev, so I hope that we can, if there's some breaking news, we'll be tracking blackboxvoting.org, showing it on the TV transmission.
Right.
But hopefully you can pop in.
Pick up the phone and call me if you got a slot that you want to, and I'll see. You know, of course, I'm really busy, and I've got not just media, but I've got all kinds
of. Sure, you
got
to track it. Sure. I'm just saying if there's any big breaking news,
right,
we'll be touching base with
you. Call. I'd be happy to jump on if we can. If we can match up our schedules,
sure.
Synchronize our watches.
What about the classic thing of people showing up on even local elections? We're seeing this and trying to vote no on a bond proposal, but it votes yes instead and just says that's your vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a programming. It's a feature of the programming. I don't care what the voting machine vendors say when they, or the election officials when they say, oh, it needs to be recalibrated. No, it is only doing what it's programmed to do. If you show up and you vote no, and it says yes on the screen, a programmer has put in there to report the wrong result. And sometimes if you override it several times, then it knows, okay, you know, this person means this. But that's a classic symptom of a of a corrupted voting machine.
And just to be clear, they don't have to steal it every time. They have it programmed to shave what it needs. So most people are like, hey, it worked fine for me, but then only certain people does it do that to.
Yeah, I mean, classic election tampering is done by insiders, and it involves shaving the vote. So it's not 100%, it's just a percentage. And that's why you and I may disagree on this, but I think it is helpful to vote because you can, you know, shaving will only go so far in most cases. And you can override that if enough votes show up or if stronger than the person who put in the algorithm expected it to be.
Well, sure. This is a complex issue. People say, Alex, you're saying go out and vote, but then you're saying it's a fraud. Well, even if it's rigged, I don't have to go in a casino that's rigged, but my country's been taken over by foreign banking cartels that publicly brag about it, who've been caught in all these other frauds and fractional reserve banking and selling bad derivatives that they knew were scams. And so by voting and being involved, from what I've read and what you've said, it's very hard for them to steal a landslide. Also, you're now engaging and you're in there to continue to report on the fraud you're seeing. And we're gaining headway in the polls. As you said, you know, 80 to 90%, depending on the poll, now know the fraud is real. 10 years ago, it was the opposite number. And so we engage them over and over again to discredit their fraudulent system and restore the system. And just briefly, and then we'll get an update tonight, a bigger update tomorrow, Bev Harris, and we'll be following blackboxvoting.org. What would be a good election system that's pretty much bulletproof?
Well, you have four things you need to be able to authenticate. Who can vote, the counting of the vote, and the chain of custody. So that's the voter list, the poll list, the counting system, and the chain of custody. Ideally, you want it counted in public, by hand in many cases. It doesn't matter if it's by hand. It has to be a method that's in public. So it's not the mechanism that counts. In public, before it travels anywhere. You don't want votes that are out of the public eye. You don't want them traveling from place to place before they're counted. And you need to be able to know who voted and who's able to vote. So it's not really as complicated as people make it. You know, pretty much all election fraud falls into those four categories. And it's not like they're going to limit themselves to one category to tamper with an election. They'll do whatever works and whatever they get asked to.
Sure. But, I mean, it's real simple. Correct me if I'm wrong. You have clear ballots, paper, at the smallest little precinct unit. It's publicly counted in front of everyone with all sides there. Then that's literally posted on the wall and then tallied in the precinct itself. So you have a public number and then all those are tallied publicly. And then everyone is there aware of who really won. And if there is any fraud at the top, there is a chain all the way down so you can reconstruct what happened very, very quickly. Instead, they sell it as, oh, that takes too long. And, oh, you know, that can be defrauded. Let's just have a black box with wires going into it owned by foreign companies and people. And we'll just tell you who won.
Yeah, and by the way, if people are going out, the best time to go out and observe and catch them in the act, whether you voted or not, the best time is immediately after the polls close, okay? Because that's when the stuff happens. At the polling places, they're tallying things up and running results and sticking ballots in boxes and deciding what they're going to put seals on. And at the central tabulation facility, they're bringing everything in. And if you go and videotape and they tell you can't, then what you do is you videotape them telling you you can't. Videotape the obstruction to your right to observe. If they get, if they call, you know, they get aggressive, I guess, sit down, keep your voice low so that they can't possibly misunderstand and claim that you were being aggressive. So you just sit down, lower your voice, modulate it, and capture them on video being obstructive to your right to oversee. Then get that to YouTube, and good things will happen.
Well, Bev, we'll get an update from you by tonight, and then obviously tomorrow we'll know more about hot spots of potential fraud going on.
Right.
And we'll talk to you then. Thank you so much, Bev Harris.
Thank you, Alex.
All right, there she goes. And again, coming up today, Central, at 5 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Eastern, we will have free audio streams and video streams at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv with our real live election coverage. And so please go to our Twitter account, twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Send that address out to everybody and let them know that we're going to have live updates there as well. And that there on that site, we have links to the free audio and video feeds for everybody. And our AM and FM affiliates across the country, they're obviously going to have their own local coverage. But if they would like to dial in and carry any of our coverage, any pieces of it or all of it, obviously our affiliates are more than welcome to pick up Gerald Celente, Bev Harris, Max Kaiser, Paul Craig Roberts, Lou Rockwell, Nomi Prinz, Webster Tarpley, and so many others that are going to be on with us 5 o'clock central to midnight. And we'll probably go past midnight. I think 10 hours on air will be enough for me. And some of our other reporters will probably take over at that point. They'll also be reporting for us as well. We're going to be going back and forth between the two studios we've got. We're building more studios right now here at the InfoWars headquarters, here at the InfoWars campus. Believe it or not, we need them because we end up using the voiceover equipment, the video editing, all of it in the two studios, even though we have other workstations. We just end up needing more spots to put out more because there's so much news and the globalists are moving on so many fronts. Every time we engage the globalists, we have victories. The problem is that we can't engage the enemy on every issue because they're moving on so many fronts. That's why you need to get your own YouTube channel. You need to go do your own local access show. You need to go get your own local radio show. And if you think it's hard, it's not as hard as you think. You need to go engage the globalist. None of us are going to defeat this evil by ourselves. But with God's help and taking action with what's right and having little fights with these people every day, we will move against them. You're never going to get anything done just sitting around. Now, again, I played parts of the clip. Here's the end part. It's up at InfoWars.com. Obama, you know I tell the truth, and I want to read some of Paul Watson in my article that we put out that is so important up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Obama, you know I tell the truth, and just caught in massive lies. In fact, that's a great headline Paul has. That's the headline I told him. But I think we need to add, Obama, you know I tell the truth, fact check. We want to add fact check to that if we can. If Watson isn't listening, maybe Nimmo or Don can do that. He's caught red-handed in lies. I mean, I don't know how you get a strong enough headline here. We're going to play that clip one more time in case you just tuned in. Here's Obama crying, totally staged, right out of Oprah Winfrey. In the same speech, he started crying. I mean, this is absolutely asinine. I mean, sometimes I talk about abortion and I'll get a tear in my eye because I start thinking about my children and what if they would have been aborted. It really shakes me up. People say, oh, that's fake. But let me tell you, Obama doing this, maybe it's real. Maybe he's crying thinking he's about to get kicked out. Because, again, I don't like Mitt Romney either. But Mitt Romney, this is the one reason I don't hate people that end up voting for Mitt Romney. Because I understand you're hitting the reset button. I didn't hate people that voted for Obama. I said, I hope he does something better. It's like a man who's being held underwater. You just want to get to the surface. Spiritually, that's how this feels. Because I started to get a lung full of water yesterday morning and had to get up to the top real quick. It was kind of that panicked feeling. And I thought, man, that's how I feel every day deep down. It's kind of a controlled panic. That's what you have on this show. I think it's why we're so successful is because we're real and people are picking up on the vibe that you're feeling as well. It's not fear. It's not even anger. It's, I want out of this. I want my leg out of this bear trap. Okay. I want this to stop. I want freedom. I want prosperity. Obama's not facing reelection if he gets reelected. And my gut tells me Mitt Romney and the people that run him are dangerous. But my gut tells me that the Obama folks are going to go for a full takeover if they get in. And maybe that's what has to happen. Maybe that's good. Again, just whatever happens, I'm going to do my best exposing these people. Here's this clip one more time.
At least not the kind of change you want out of your president. You may not agree with every policy I've put forward. There have been times where, by the way, Michelle doesn't agree with everything I do. You may be frustrated sometimes with the pace of change. I'm frustrated too sometimes. But you know where I stand. You know what I believe. You know I tell the truth.
Our TriCaster that we used to do video is quite a piece of equipment. So it started playing another clip before that. We're going to have to get something else. And that's part of the studio upgrade that we're doing right now. But that means we actually have to do it. We actually have to get something in there that works. This is a big show. 3 million people a day. We kind of just, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again. And I guess the buck stops with me. So it's really my fault. And I will pledge to you it's not going to continue. All right. Again, you just heard Obama right there saying that he doesn't lie to you, that he always tells the truth. So we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back since you heard that, and we are going to get to, on record, in this Paul Joseph Watson, Alex Jones article, what he's really done. Then we're going to get into the latest with the hurricane and the latest with the election and all sorts of calls for more violence. We could see some pretty wild stuff tomorrow if Obama is not elected. It's all rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, but it is quite a spectacle to behold. Stay with us.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Yes, we've been trotting on the wine press much too long. Rebel, rebel. Babylon's system is the vampire.
Sucking the children's blood day by day.
Sucking the children day by day.
Certainly is. This is a vampiric system. So Obama, he says, you know, I tell the truth. Yeah, the attack on Libya and Syria is peace bombing. The drones radically expanded is peace bombing. The waterboarding and torture is peaceful. The hiring nothing but lobbyists when you promise not to, that's not lying. During a campaign event in New Hampshire last night, Barack Obama told an audience of his supporters, you know I tell the truth. Here are 10 flagrant examples of where Obama has not told the truth and, in fact, has lied to cover up his own administration's failings or as a deliberate act of deception. As part of the 2008 campaign pledge, Obama promised to close down Guantanamo Bay. The Obama administration not only failed to close the infamous prison camp, they expanded its use to a larger torture camp to actually create al-Qaeda patsies. Number two, last year after campaigning to protect habeas corpus, again, he campaigned to protect it, Obama promised not to sign the National Defense Authorization Act with its provisions for the indefinite detention of Americans, yet put his signature on the bill in the dead of night on New Year's Eve. Indeed, it was Obama administration itself which argued for the removal of the language that would have protected Americans from the provisions and then had them reinstituted after a court had struck them down. He's still fighting to keep it in place while claiming he was against it. Just total deception, counting on you not paying attention and being stupid. Number three, Obama has lied time and time again about Operation Fast and Furious, the program which saw guns delivered directly into the hands of Mexican drug lords. Obama told a national television station the program had begun under Bush when, in fact, it began under Obama's watch in October of 2009. And we have links to all those documents. Number four, emails sent shortly after the incident, as well as CBS 60 Minutes interview from September 12th, prove that the White House knew the assault on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi was a premeditated terrorist attack by guys they'd hired. Yet the administration spent over a week claiming the incident was a protest against a YouTube video. Number five, as part of a campaign pitch, Obama promised to not use signing statements as a way of doing an end run around Congress. Obama has issued no less than 19 signing statements since he took office. In 2010, Obama said, we've excluded lobbyists from policymaking jobs or seats on federal boards or commissions. Not only have dozens of lobbyists had regular access to the White House, but Obama has hired over a dozen lobbyists, breaking a campaign promise to ensure that lobbyists don't find a way into the White House. Number seven, as part of efforts to bypass congressional authorization of the war on Libya, Obama gave a speech in which he promised there would be no boots on the ground in Libya. That's a quote. The promise was broken within four uniformed military personnel were sent to Libya, in addition to widespread reports that U.S. Special Forces had arrived in Libya months before the overthrow of Gaddafi. Yeah, it was actually thousands of U.S. troops, but Paul just links to one article. Under Obama, number eight, under Obamacare, Obama claimed that there would be no state-funded abortions. It later emerged that federally funded abortions would be expanded under Obamacare. And yeah, he's going to make churches pay for them. That's so sick. Number nine, in 2008, Obama promised no more illegal wiretapping of American citizens. Just months after he took office, Obama expanded Bush's warrantless wiretapping program to journalists and others. The invasiveness of illegal wiretapping is worse under Obama than it was under Bush, as Chris Hedges has pointed out. Number 10, before the passage of Obamacare, Obama claimed the bill was absolutely not a tax increase on all Americans. When the Supreme Court rubber-stamped Obamacare, they were only able to do so by classifying it as a mandated tax. Yeah, the IRS runs it. Otherwise, it would have been unconstitutional. Tell the truth, Obama doesn't know the meaning of the word. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Bend Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. I'm Alex Jones. This is part of our continued live coverage of the globalist selection of president 2012. It doesn't mean that people shouldn't vote. It helps to expose fraud in different areas. It helps to sometimes even not have fraud in some areas and get people into office who are patriots. But we are going to be taking calls throughout the broadcast today. David Icke's coming up. We also have Richard Belzer coming on. And then, of course, I'll be back on tonight, 5 to midnight, with a special radio/TV transmission, 5 to midnight Central. And you can find all that information at Infowars.com, the free audio streams, the video streams, all of it. But right now, let's go to some calls. Matthew in New Jersey, what are you seeing with voting in your area, Matthew?
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just got out of the voting polls I just voted for Gary Johnson. And everyone's down there, all got their 7-Eleven coffees. You know, everyone's got their Romney cup or their Obama cup. I don't know if you know 7-Eleven. They got this, you know, who are you going to vote for thing. And they don't have the Johnson cup. I got a green cup, and I put Gary on it. But one thing I wanted to talk to you about, I don't know if you heard, on MSNBC, they had a report where Romney's engaging in the niggerization of Obama. And I haven't heard you talk about it, and it's very, very racy.
What are you talking about? Well, let's not use derogatory terms here. That's not a FCC term we can't use, but it's who is saying that?
That type in niggerization MSNBC. I'm not racist at all.
No, I mean I know that all they do is try to create racial division in this country. MSNBC. I mean, I don't even really watch them ever anymore, so I don't. Yeah, I just don't see anything on that. So send me a link to show tips at Infowars.com, sir. I appreciate your call. We'll look into that. Russell in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Worldwide broadcast. How you doing today?
Good, good. Just to get what you're just talking about the races, I was just, they're failing horribly in Florida with that. I was just out front smoking a cigarette, and a black guy lives just down the street. Started talking to me.
Well, yeah, most people get along fine. That's why the media is trying to create all this racial division. Did you try to vote? We opened the phones up for folks to see if they had any problems, anomalies voting.
No, I'm not going to vote this year. It's just a crowning of a new globalist king. It's no point. I think it's all rigged anyway.
Well, you know, I can see not voting for one of the two big candidates, but there's still elections locally, and that's where we need to get in there and get patriots in my view. But thank you so much for calling. Let's jam in one more here. Let's talk to Vern in Wisconsin. Vern, did you go out and vote? Did you have any problems?
Yes, I did, Alex, and I'm a blind person, and I'll have to talk to someone later because I know you don't have much time, but I went to vote, and I used a Braille ballot because I refused to use the voting machines. Every time I used them, the handicapped voting machines broke down. Now, I went to vote, and usually my Braille ballot is there. I had the lady at the polling place talk to the city, she actually talked to the city before I got there, and she was real upset because it wasn't there. We don't know what happened to it. I talked to the city clerk. And 6 years ago, somebody had called up and said that I did not want my Braille ballot. Well, when I called up and complained about it, they told me to drop the whole issue, that this should not even be looked into. I should shut up. I have not shut up about it. This morning I get there. The Braille ballot is not there. We don't know what happened to it. And I want to be able to keep in contact with you so that I can update you as to what's happening with this whole situation. There's more to this story than I know that you have time to talk about, but I have no idea where that ballot is, and I felt that I should call and let you know about it.
Yes, sir. We're going to continue to track all these different anomalies with calls and more. Thank you so much for calling. We'll be right back with David Icke to get his take on all things geopolitical and to talk about how he packed Wembley Stadium just last week in England. Stay with us.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Supernatural Silver is a new technology that is highly effective against the germs, bacteria, and fungus that can breed in your chest, throat, and sinuses. Kill off these germs and allow your immune system to become stronger with Supernatural Silver, a powerful new silver solution that is several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silvers. Supernatural Silver can be taken daily for prevention and will not create resistant bacteria. It is non-toxic and is proven to be effective against many of the most serious diseases out there today, such as resistant staph, strep, pneumonia, viruses, and flus. Supernatural Silver is a safe and effective way to fight pathogens where antibiotics and other drugs fail. Have it on hand for any emergency. Go to www.supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code AlexSays for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Ben Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is November 6, 2012. We are covering the 2012 presidential election and all the other elections, the selection. No one can deny the globalists own both the horses, the big horses in the big race for president, but they don't control every other person running for Congress or the Senate. And we're going to be tracking this here today, but also back tonight with free audio and video streams. Infowars.com, Infowars Nightly News, continual coverage, a special transmission from 5 past midnight. So all total today, I'll be on air more than 10 hours. And then we have our other reporters and crew will probably push past midnight as we track all this. Because even though they're puppets, we still have to track this because they're trying to get a race war going. I said that 2 weeks ago, and I hope we can stop it. And I think we will be able to because people are wise. You know, we've all got basically, you know, spirits, and you've got good people, and you've got bad people. You've got people that love good, and you've got people that love evil. You've really got, you know, different types of mindsets and souls out there. It's not about race or color. And it is despicable to see people like Michael Moore saying if Romney wins, it's a fraud, burn down U.S. cities. He puts out videos showing Senior saying that and then saying in Spanish, yes, we can. You've got Bill Maher saying that if Romney is elected, that blacks should go out and find and attack white people. And that's meant to create racial division. That's classic divide and conquer. We're going to talk about that with David Icke, who's been the head of the Green Party in England, BBC news reporter, sports reporter. He can certainly expose how they all have the Tories and Labor, Republican, Democrat, conservatives, social Democrats in Germany. Same story, different country. But here's some of the headlines. Thousands of public housing tenants struggle to survive without heat, water, and power a full week after Hurricane Sandy, New York Daily News. And government's not helping them. It's churches and local New Yorkers. And we've had callers about this, but it's also in the news, confirming that New Yorkers that did get prepared are going in and helping people in the projects. So there you go. And that's got to make MSNBC angry. That's why they're not covering it. They hate to see whites and blacks and others helping each other. So continuing here, Sandy price gouging probed. $7 loaf of bread, $10 box of matches, NBC New York. There are some people who are cashing in on it, though. Continuing, New York City residents still stuck in neutral over gas shortages and aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. They're now, what, 7-8 days into this, and government can't or won't help them, especially in areas where the public's been disarmed. There is looting. There are attacks. Sandy victims beg for help. The Weekly Standard, an amazing compilation video that I saw this morning where people are just begging and pleading, and no help is coming. Continuing, Giuliani says FEMA as bad as Katrina. No doubt about that. And people begging government to protect them. Poor folks, more than half the population, they estimate, made no preparation. Manhattan garbage days cut as sanitation workers head to Sandy-stricken boroughs. So government shutting off the services in other areas to go try to dig folks out. Grid down collapse. Hard assets soar in value. Another report we've got up at PrisonPlanet.com. Continuing here, Chris Christie institutes gas rationing system in New Jersey. See, all government can do is take control of things and then ration it. That's just some of the reports that we have, breaking that down. Then we're going to David Icke. Let me just hit a few of the election news stories, and we'll cover this first with him and then get into the big geopolitical developments. Obama supporters mark election day with more threats to kill Romney. Are these young people the vanguard of hope and change? And again, you've got all the Democratic Party operatives trying to invoke racism and trying to stir folks up into burning down their own neighborhoods. Not a good idea. Thousands of shocking threats of violence by Obama supporters on the eve of the election. Another article from the Economic Collapse blog breaking all of that down. Obama campaign to supporters, don't panic over early exit polls. Yeah, don't worry, the electronic voting machines will save you. Doesn't matter, though. Again, it's rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic. But if it is contested, that's when you're going to see the social unrest. Battleground tracking poll, dead heat, Politico. Again, Romney's ahead in most of these battleground states, but don't think that that means he's really going to win. Who knows? We're going to find out. Even if it is a staged horse race, it's still interesting. Jay-Z substitutes Mitt for bitch while rapping at Obama rally. Excuse that term. Des Moines store near Obama rally has message for the Secret Service. We do not consent to our store being searched. It's not that there's anything illegal in here. We just employ several Colombian prostitutes and don't want to tempt you guys. Yeah, since when does the Secret Service sometimes come into whole neighborhoods and want to search everyone for the stupid puppet president? The whole idea is to make you think the buck stops with the president. Bob Dylan predicts Obama in a landslide. We'll get to more of this later in the hour ahead of Richard Belzer joining us to give us his take on what's happening. He thinks if it's a contested or close election, there's going to be civil unrest as well. TV movie star, also longtime listener and author, writing about government cover-ups and false flags. But we go to David Icke of davidicke.com, who packed Wembley Stadium there in London in a historic event that got front page coverage in many British newspapers, and I wanted to get him on. I mean, they called him a kook. They called him nuts. They called him dangerous. They called him scum. The issue is I agree with about 98% of what David Icke says, and I know David believes what he's saying, and I know that David has been proven right. I mean, he said years ago on record that Chevelle, that big BBC reporter, he used to work at BBC, David Icke, that David's known since the 90s that Chevelle was part of a pedophile network. Boom, that's all been confirmed. And to the highest levels of government. He's talked about so much more, well, dozens of things that have come true in the last 20 years that he's been exposing things. He sold, I don't know, is it millions of books worldwide? Former champion goalie, BBC reporter in news and sports. Gave it all up when he had an awakening, an epiphany, a Saul of Tarsus moment on his road to Damascus. And he joins us now. David, thank you for joining us. I want to get into the election. We'll also talk about your historic event and more in the 50 minutes or so we've got. We'll get Belzer on at 8 after next hour. But David, you just heard me go over all these headlines, all these things converging at once, military actions expanding, our governments using Al-Qaeda in the Middle East, drones being launched, world financial meltdown, children being given RFID chips, you know, to wear around their necks to go to school all over the world. I mean, it's like the dam has broken and evil is just rushing in. David Icke, your take on it all.
Well, the saddest thing, Alex, is that today in America doesn't really matter that much. I think you've got on your website the puppet of choice, and this is what people worldwide need to understand if they're going to get a grasp and a grip on the world that they live in. Because all these celebrities, well, maybe not all of them, maybe not the Jay-Z's of this world, but all these celebrities and all these people that work in the lower ranks of the parties and get pulled out to, you know, people, the rallies and knock on doors, they will believe staggeringly on the face of the evidence that there's some difference between the person they're supporting and the person they're opposing. And all they are, it literally is like the Pied Piper of Hamelin. You know, he's going along with the pipe and the children are following. Oh, I'm Democrat children. Oh, I'm Republican children. Oh, I'm Labor children. I'm Conservative children. And yet, when you go up the pyramid, up the structure of these parties, eventually you end up with the same people. America is a wonderful example, Alex, but this is what happens worldwide. But in America, you've got the Republican Party, and they're controlled quite demonstrably, not least during the Bush administration, by these people called the neocons, neoconservatives, people like Pearl and Crystal and John Bolton and Wolfowitz and all these people. And then you've got the Democratic Party, and they are controlled by a similar group, which I call the Democons. These are people like Brzezinski, Soros, Rahm Emanuel, David Axelrod. But then you go to the next level, and the Democons and the Neocons answer to the same master. So at that point, it doesn't matter, that point in the hierarchy, and by this time you're out of the public arena and you're in the shadows, it doesn't matter who wins because they're the puppet of that always in power grouping time and time again, decade after decade, and it's happening all over the world. I mean, we've had a guy here, Alex, called David Cameron, who's come in. You know, there's a satirical magazine in Britain called Private Eye, and some years ago they had a front page, which was brilliant, summed the whole thing up. It had a picture of Tony Blair, Labour Party, it says here, and a picture of David Cameron, Conservative Party, and the headline was World's First Face Transplant, a Success, because he's just Tony Blair under another name. And this is what's happening all over the world. And, you know, it's like, we have to look at the Obamas, and we have to look at the Romneys, and we have to look at these people who are put forward to give us the illusion of choice. But really what we need to really look at and really understand is this all-encompassing grouping that controls all of them. Because over the last 20 years or so, I've uncovered this network and how it works, and it's real simple. What you have is like a secret society also Satanism and pedophilia, funnily enough, version of a transnational corporation. So you've got someone like McDonald's or I don't know, Monsanto, any of these transnational corporations. McDonald's is a wonderful example. And you've got a headquarters somewhere in America. They dictate to the whole McDonald's global network. So wherever you go in the world, you're going in basically the same McDonald's because it's the same corporate image. It's the same corporate way of working, the same everything. This grouping, this global grouping has created a structure of secret societies, satanic societies, pedophilia networks, which operate in the same way. So you've got, in Europe, places like the City of London, Rome, Brussels, Paris, Berlin, and of course the United States to a large extent as well, but Europe's the real epicenter, not governments at the center of this web. And they dictate to their subsidiaries. So in each country, you've got a network of families, interbreeding families under different names, secret societies, satanic networks and pedophile networks. And that grouping, they have the job of introducing in their country, their sphere of influence, the centrally dictated agenda. So as I've traveled around the world, more than 50-odd countries in the last 20 years, what you find is the same blueprint in every country. And this is why you go from country to country and you see the same things being introduced at the same time, justified by the same excuses because it's centrally dictated. So what's happening in America today is that the next stage of the agenda of the grouping that controls America, but is dictated to by this global epicenter, this center of the spider's web, is now deciding. It's decided before, but it's going to officially decide who is going to be its front man for the next 4 years. But that's all that's going on because the agenda will continue unchecked because that force that is in the background behind the Republicans and the Democrats is just following the same agenda, election after election, party change after party change. And that's why nothing changes. That's why the same agenda unfolds.
David, you're absolutely right. So how do we break people out of this? Because either people are waking up faster and faster or they're getting deeper into the trance.
Well, for me, the greatest statement that people could make today is not to vote. Well, there's one thing they should vote on, in my view, and that's Proposition 37 in California. If California today doesn't vote for GMO labeling, then the world is completely insane. So that I support that voting. But voting for Romney or voting for Obama. So people say, well, if I don't vote for Obama, then Romney will get in. If I don't vote for Romney, then Obama will get in. It doesn't matter because the same grouping, this hidden grouping behind both parties is in control anyway. And by voting, we are giving credence to a rigged system. By not voting, you're saying, we know the system's rigged and we're not having it anymore. Because otherwise, you know, I mean, it's like in Australia that that it's compulsory to vote. And all that does is give credence because people vote, not because they think they've got a choice most of the time, but they think, well, I get fined if I don't. They keep the voting levels up and therefore give credence to a rigged system. In countries where that's not applicable, I would say in Australia included, don't vote in mass numbers, what they're going to do. But the thing is, don't vote. I haven't voted for decades and decades and decades. And, it's not made any difference whether I vote or whether I don't vote because the same force has been in power, whether Labor or Conservatives.
Sure. I want to talk about how compartmentalization works and how they hired people in the system who are into different types of criminal activity so they can know that they're compromised. But why it's pedophiles at the top, they've obviously now have indicted the former head of Penn State for covering up. And, it's obvious, if Sandusky was raping children in broad daylight in the field house, which is, college field house is like an airport. There's so many people in it. This was obviously open season on the children. It's always the same model. And I see it coming out daily now where whether it's TSA agents or Homeland Security or movie stars or politicians worldwide, they always run children's homes or children at risk. Well, no kidding. These are literal ghouls who want power so they can abuse and attack everybody. And this is what I've been saying about places like Bohemian Grove that goes on in some sectors of it. This is the stuff that's connected to Skull and Bones, that's just a feeder group to these satanic rituals. Every culture says there's bad people that like to come and, you know, chop folks up or drink their blood or sacrifice kids. Every culture sacrifices children. And if they can't get away with killing them, well, they'll rape them. That's the next best thing. But I want to get into that here for a moment. The fact this is just all coming out now, that that's who runs things. And we see HBO a few months ago, and guys, don't show the news articles. I know it's in the news, but I'm not going to show it. That shows four-year-old girls simulating sex with large sex toys. This is what they now put on during the family hour. Their religion is wrecking innocence. Their religion is abortion. Their religion is death, poisoning. This is what they're into. They're now calling for two-child policies in the West. But I'm now ranting. Again, David Icke is our guest here. But I specifically wanted to talk about Prop 37. I've seen this over and over again. A month ago, it was 2-1 for it. Everybody wants to be able to read on a label to make their choice. It's very simple. And then they start running polls saying, suddenly it's neck and neck. Suddenly it's behind. Those are obviously fraudulent polls. They do that when they're getting ready to use the electronic machines. And California is totally run by fraud to do that. And so people need to understand, folks, just because these polls say something doesn't mean it's the case. I have been in the Republican primary repeatedly working in Austin to watch it and seen Pat Buchanan getting 60% of the vote. And then they announced he had 2% at the end of the night. And I was walking around to all the tables as they put the Scantrons together, David, and shoved them in the machines back in 1996 and one other time. And I talked to everybody. It was Pat Buchanan more than 50%. They said he got like 2% in Travis County or something. I have witnessed it. So people need to grow up and understand that obviously people don't want GMO worldwide. We don't want it here either. You know, the GMO grows where it kills the honeybee. The honeybee can't eat what we're supposed to eat, or the, you know, bugs. So David, I'm ranting there, but just on those topics.
Well, a few things there, Alex. I'll say, as someone that you know, spent an enormous amount of time in America over the last 20 years, but when I first realized, coming in from Britain, which is far from perfect, my goodness me, are you kidding? But when I came in and realized that you had voting machines, and voting machines were being introduced more and more, where you pressed the button and somehow electronically or through a computer, your vote was registered. I mean, I was absolutely horrified. I mean, okay, you're sitting around a table and you say, okay, we're looking for suggestions on how best to rig an election. Well, the best way would be if we had voting machines, because then we'd just rig the computer. I mean, it's like, hello. And you know, it's done on the basis of, oh, no, it's the latest technology. Well, it's technology that is a piece of cake to rig. You know, there's some things that need to stay as they were before, so that they can be much more easily, or it'd be much more difficult to rig. But voting machines, I mean, hello, it's just asking for trouble. It's shocking to me. The other thing about Proposition 37 is this is just so simple what we're facing here in California. You've got a group of transnational, pure, undiluted, evil corporations who are devastating the health of America with genetically modified food, who are saying, and they have put unbelievable amounts of money into a campaign to persuade you, whose health they are targeting, to vote against having labels on the food so people can have a choice about whether they're going to eat it or not. A campaign to stop them saying that genetically modified food is natural.
Imagine they make you say how much sugar's in it, but they won't let you know what's in an additive. They just call it an additive, and they tell you how they want to take care of you all day, when they knew in the 70s aspartame gave tumors to the monkeys and now has proven to make you obese. David, I have talked to countless people, family, business people, who said, man, I was 40, 50 pounds overweight. I went to Germany, or I went to Austria, or I went to you know, all sorts of countries in Europe, went to Russia, and they said, I drank every night. I ate like a pig, and I lost 40, 50 pounds eating like a pig and drinking every day when I was on a health nut here and couldn't lose weight. It's the additives. It's the crud. That's why, because the studies show that GMO across the board sterilizes and makes the rats obese and stupid.
Well, that's precisely what it's designed to do. And of course, you've got the growth hormones, which people are consuming, that have been given to the animals. And this is this crazy idea that this stuff does not cross from crops into people and from animals into people. You know, one of the biggest explosions of health problems is food allergies.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about allergies when we come back. Absolutely.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, food allergies, and you can look at maps of this, all over the Western world, you see that food allergies and the incidences of death from peanuts and now many other things are off the charts in countries that have the highest levels of GMO. And the king of GMO is the United States. Over 90% of our corn, GMO. And the list goes on and on. Now they're coming out with hundreds of other food crops, because you could eat beets, you could eat peas, you could eat rutabaga, you could eat hundreds of things, Brussels sprouts that weren't GMO. Sure, they're inorganic, they got pesticide on them, whatever, but they're still got some good stuff in them. Not anymore. Everything, grasses, trees, all of it. And here's the deal. When you hear GMO, it doesn't mean splicing two plants together. No, natural hybridization. We're talking about insect genes in the food. We're talking about animal genes. We're talking about pigs and cows that now have human genes that are going on to your breakfast and dinner table and lunch tables. I track this. I mean, they had human embryo clones 25 years ago and just admitted it a few years ago. This is all light years ahead. I've had Dr. Begich on how these are binary weapon systems. People say, well, it's hurting the globalists. No, they will put one thing into us, but know that it's something else that activates it. And that's why everyone I know across the United States, almost everyone, gets deathly ill now from allergies who have lived in certain areas their entire lives, eat the same diets, are healthy, take care of themselves, because you're even breathing during the summer and spring, you're breathing the pollen of GMO now. And a bunch of reports came out in the last 2 weeks of the National Institutes of Health. Aspartame study, 67% of female rats developed visible tumors at dozens of times. I mean, just massive thousands of percentage point increases faster than other rats. You can pull up that study. Just type in aspartame cancer. The link between aspartame and brain tumors, what the FDA never told you about artificial sweeteners, Natural News, links to the National Institutes of Health. Rat study ties artificial sweetener to weight gain. That's out of Reuters. This came out in 2008, because I just told them during the break, I said, hey, find me those studies. They found studies, other ones here. They just had one last week, National Institute of Health, a big decade-long university study with rats. Ladies and gentlemen, they fed them the same caloric intake but gave them aspartame, and the rats got fatter, got tumors, and were dumb. Lethargic. Look at the public. We are under chemical and biological and radiological warfare. And who talked about it 20 years ago? David Icke, to cloud your brain computer. It's like throwing up, you know, radar disturbances, you know, so that radar guided missiles can't come in or something. The globalists are doing this, and it's come out that the Chinese elite, I can show you the articles, the Monsanto factories, their engineers have their own private cafeterias from the workers. They will not eat GMO. All the royalty, randomly picked Dutch or British royalty, randomly picked Chinese government, Canadian government, German government. Type in German elite eat organic. German elite get clean vaccine. Type in Monsanto doesn't have GMO in their cafeteria. Type in Chinese Communist Party has secret farms for their food. That's London Telegraph. David, I've got you on here, but you say things that make me rant. In fact, if we can, we try to keep David maybe 10 minutes of the next hour, 15 minutes, then get Belzer moved up a little bit, because I've just got so much I want to talk to him about. We're in the middle of this election, but I felt like this morning, word of honor, coming in here and talking about allergies and how it's the sign of that we're under chemical warfare, our immune systems are lowering, everybody's basically getting the equivalent of AIDS now. Artificial HIV, that's what the studies are showing, is that's what all this is doing to us. That's why cancer's exploding, because our immune system finally just gives up. David Icke, I mean, we're being killed. How bad is the killing going to get? How many of us have to die before people wake up out of the trance that we're being soft killed? David Icke.
Well, I've been saying for a long, long time now, way, way back into the early 90s, that one of the great prime targets of this whole conspiracy is the human immune system. Because it's very simple. You know, you can do this to the body, you can do that to the body, but if the immune system's strong, well, you know, it's got a racket and it's hitting the ball back. But if you can dilute, destroy, and undermine the immune system, then not only can the things that you're throwing at it, you'll manufacture this or manufacture that, get through, but actually so can things that couldn't get through before, like so-called normal things that the immune system would deal with easily. And another thing about the immune system and allergies is that because the immune system is reacting to threats to the body, what I would call threats to the operating system, then if you can put into food things that the immune system picks up as a threat, my goodness me, where do you start with the stuff we call food today? Then the immune system is going to see that food that you're consuming as a threat, and it is going to attack it. And thus you get the whole food allergy going. And there's another big angle to this, very important one. And that is that some of this genetically modified stuff is genetically modified to have its own insecticide. And this insecticide punches holes in the bodies and the intestines of insects. And it's part of the way it kills them. And so when you, because they say, oh, no, but when humans consume it, it doesn't pass over. Well, yes, it does, you liar or idiot, depending what level of the structure you're talking from. It does. And what it's doing, it's punching holes in the human intestine. And when normal foods or foods that people would have never had a problem with before get through into the main body, if you like, then that's not where they should be. And thus the immune system picks up that food in the wrong place as a threat. And that goes into the immune system's database. And then, and when the next time you eat that food and it enters the body, the immune system goes, you know, alarm bell, danger, danger. And now suddenly you've got a problem with that food, an allergy to that food that you never had before. This is how it's working. And, you know, we talked at length, for many years about the cull. They want a massive cull of the global population. Well, this is one of the key ways they're doing it, because it's cumulative, but with GMO, as we're now seeing with the catastrophic effects on American health in so many ways, as this stuff really started dominating the diet, because of course you get it in corn, you've virtually got it into almost everything. It's cumulative, yes, but it's a quickening cumulative, because it's starting to affect people in a very, very negative way faster and faster. Because, of course, once your immune system's undermined by GMO, then it's undermined to be hit by the next lot of GMO and the next lot. And the GMO is getting more and more power over rewiring the genetics of your body, while your immune system is getting battered into submission. This is what's happening. And it's so important. America, they are killing you. They want to kill all of us, or the vast majority of people. But in Europe, you know, although they want the same thing, there's more resistance here, and thus they're finding it more and more difficult to get it in. But this
and
is
by
what
the way, David, like a
here as well,
exactly like a military, though, that they've caught them in Brazil and all over. Monsanto and others will go even when it's illegal and will plant little crops next to growth belts to infect things. And they've bragged before. I've seen them in National Geographic saying our plan is to take over where you don't have a choice. And it's the same company that brought us aspartame, that brought us Agent Orange, that buried dioxin, you know, in neighborhoods. It's, you know, evil is their business. But expanding on that, I remember you more than a decade ago saying this is meant to rewire our genetics. Big studies just came out, a couple of them this year, proving that GMO penetrates the cell walls with the new DNA in the plants. There's also viruses, so it's RNA, and is causing mutations and rewriting us. And of course, none of this is on accident. Why does every GMO in studies end up sterilizing rodents and end up giving them cancer? Because they're stacking traits. We're told about one trait. That's why so many times the GMO doesn't even do what they tell the farmers it will, because it is a deployed weapon system.
That's exactly what it is. It's a deployed weapon system to attack the human immune system, rewire us genetically, and also there's a two-pronged attack in terms of dramatically reducing the world population. One is killing people, and one is making them increasingly infertile, so more people don't come along at the other end. And then, you know, and there comes a point. I mean, this is what catches people out. People still see the human population growing worldwide, but or at least that's what the figures tell us. But there comes a point, a tipping point, where the cumulative impact of all of this, because this is only part of it. You've got the chemtrails, which have multi reasons for being there, and one is its effect on human health. You have the electromagnetic soup that, people live in, which is dramatically affecting human health, because we have electromagnetic fields. You distort them, you distort the body, which is an expression of that field. And therefore, there comes a point where the cumulative buildup of all this is a tipping point. And that's when lots and lots of people start to die. And people are going, hey, what's going on? People are dying in these large numbers. Ah, but it's been building up for decades, mate. It's not.
And now they're good at no one even noticing 3,000% increases in the U.S. in general cancers, over 10,000% in pediatric, the U.S. leading the world in neurological brain disorders, early onset diabetes, up multi-thousand percentage. And now they're just saying, get ready for half the population to have diabetes. And no one ever asks, why is it happening? It's always, oh, the government will tell you what you can eat now, and the school lunch is nothing but GMO. Oh, but aspartame is good for you. Listen, expanding on this, David, now we knew this was coming. Now I'm seeing headlines every day in newspapers going, hey, infertility's off the chart. DNA's damaged for some reason. Don't worry. You're now going to go to the government under government healthcare in Europe and here, and they're going to even create a baby out of three parents if they have to, and they're going to cut out all the bad traits, David. So things will have to be designer. They wreck our fertility, make us ill, and then we have to go to them to the genetic augmentation to even live or survive or procreate. But in that, we give up our procreation. Now the genetic engineers are in full control. This is the master plan.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I've been writing for a long, long time about ancient genetic manipulation of the human form. And what the ancients talked about in terms of the manipulation of human genetics then is simply another expression of what's happening now. The force that's behind all this is obsessed with human genetics, not least because it knows that human genetics is an information field or an information construct, an energetic information construct. And it, and the nature of that construct and the information it contains fundamentally impacts upon the person's perception of reality, perception of self, perception of the world. And therefore, they are manipulating this so that we are constantly having our perceptions squeezed and squeezed and squeezed. So we get more, when I say we, the people that succumb to this, they get dumber. The range of things that they're actually interested in and take notice of get squeezed and squeezed and squeezed. It's like having, looking out of your eyes and seeing a massive panorama. That's the natural state of human awareness. But suddenly, it's getting squeezed and squeezed and squeezed and squeezed and squeezed. And now, instead of seeing a panorama, you're looking down the end of a telescope in terms of what you can perceive, what you're interested in, what you can understand. This is what's happening. And the more that they can squeeze that that range of perception, the more they can operate all around us and do whatever they like, and that perception will not see what's going on, because it does. If you're looking through a telescope doesn't have peripheral vision. It has the little dot at the end that you're looking at, and where the conspiracy goes on is in the peripheral vision. So it wants us focused on dots so that we don't see the greater picture of how the other dots exist and fit together.
Sure, everything.
So concentrate on your game, concentrate on your family, concentrate on your job, concentrate on whatever, but don't have peripheral vision. And what they're doing, Alex, is genetically and through chemical means, is that they are also squeezing the range of our perception so that, you know, we're just looking down the end of a pipe, down the end of a telescope, and they can do
to
what
a television,
no one will see it.
To a television giving us all these destructive messages. Again, folks, I thought we'd have David Icahn as part of the 2012 election coverage here of Puppet A or Puppet B, so that we could bring some sanity to the insanity. And so that's pretty funny, because the mainstream media likes to call David Icke insane. He's probably one of the sanest people I know, and has said some incredibly wild things over the years that turned out to be true, like giant pedophile rings run the British government, and naming Mr. Savelle, which Now it's come out, was running a giant operation, but notice we're not seeing the more arrest happening. Now, we will get more into the election itself and all the things that are happening and the threats of violence in the next hour. And we have Richard Belzer, TV and movie star, who's also knows about the New World Order and is an author exposing it, joining us. And we will get to some calls. But tonight, 5 to midnight central, there's free audio and video streams you can get right now at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Please send this out to everybody you know and say, hey, you want to get some real coverage of what's going on, you want to break the matrix in this paradigm, go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, David, expanding on all this, just briefly, because we're about to go to break and time always moves so fast when you're with us. What is happening over in England? Because we're having our own pedophile scandal with the children's groups. It's been well known the CPS routinely kills kids and don't even get in trouble here in the U.S.
Exactly.
I mean, there are so many thousands of scandals came out 5-6 years ago that thousands, 3,000 plus kids were missing that CPS had. It was even on CNN, and they found a bunch of them dead. Then the story was shut down. Is this stuff brought out from time to time by the establishment during key blackmailing periods? Because it's always been going on. Why is it surfacing now?
Well, I think there may be a number of reasons for that. But between about 1997 and well into 2000s, 2005-6, I did just the most fantastic amount of research worldwide on pedophilia, Satanism, and this whole stuff that we're talking about now, mind control, massively important thing to understand, and why people, including politicians, do certain things. And what I found, Alex, is that, you know, that structure I talked about earlier of the McDonald's type transnational corporation structure and the secrets, the three things, I went into this in detail at Wembley, the three recurring themes that are the cement that hold this whole thing together, and for instance, hold the one-party state together.
Stay there. We're going to hear about those three things on the other side with this intriguing interview with David Icke, and he'll explain what interlocking corporations are for those that don't know.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there is any interruption in our fragile food supply chain, or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com. that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable, survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's coming out in the news all the time that Homeland Security, FBI, ATF, CPS, TSA, it's the same in every other country. They're always finding dungeons full of toddlers hanging from meat hooks or in cages, and it's always just shut down. The Texas Youth Commission was running stuff like that, and the state police tried to stop it, and they fired the director. I mean, so the good news is the Texas Rangers were good guys and tried to stop it, and they just got shut down. And that's what's so incredible. But David Icke, now more than ever, the real evil at the top is being exposed. So I want you to get into the three points that cement all this together, and I agree with you. I mean, you can call it Satanism, whatever you want. You know, these guys believe they're communicating with these entities. You call them aliens. People say you're a kook. You call them demons. Well, you can go to the Baptist church and give a speech. But the point is, regardless, I've studied them. They think they are. So that might as well be. I mean, you are what you think you are in a way. But, I mean, David, what are the three things that cement it, and what do you make of it starting to come out? Because I know a lot of this is coming out because good people are blowing the whistle and are standing up against it.
Well, you know, the reason I talked to in the Money Bomb show about the big reason why there's this obsession with sex and abuse of children, it's to do with a much bigger picture. But if we keep it in the level of the political system and the system in general, they are wonderful people, pedophiles, to use in positions of power when you want to control that position of power. Because let's not forget for a second the scale of blackmail that goes on worldwide, whereby once you compromise someone with this, and you are providing their children for them, et cetera, et cetera. Well, yeah, you'll keep doing that as long as they keep passing the legislation and pushing the agenda that you demand that they do. Otherwise, they know that in 24 hours or less, you could be completely finished and, in fact, facing a very long jail sentence. So what is happening in Britain at the moment, what is coming out, is classic. And this is not Britain, this is worldwide. But Britain is a massive center of all this because it's a global center of the whole cabal. Jimmy Savile was a BBC presenter, a disc jockey. I don't know what he did, really, but he was a very strange man. But the BBC protected him when he was abusing children on BBC premises, after BBC programs, in BBC dressing rooms, and all this other stuff. And it never came out. And he always used to boast that he was untouchable and he could do anything he wanted. Well, the reason he could do that is that it's coming out now. Since a British television program talked to some of his victims, and this great explosion of other people have come forward and said what he did to them. And we're looking at a pedophile of just colossal proportions. But that's him as a pedophile. But the reason he was protected was not that, but that he was providing children for the rich and famous, including royalty.
And by the way, that's now coming out that he's best buds with, you know, the top royalty, and he would brag, the reports are saying, that I can do whatever I want, I get things done, and he would call the little kids his little slaves, and now it's coming out that he was also hanging out in mortuaries. I mean, and you look at him, and we'll put him up on screen for TV viewers, if not, just search the term Jimmy Savile, folks, and get ready. A weird, twisted old man with rotten teeth sitting around in his underwear with photos taken on the news in gold jumpsuits. I mean, he is the archetype in the Encyclopedia Britannica next to pedophile, next to demon. I mean, I would imagine Satan looks like Jimmy Savile. I'm sorry, David Icke.
Well, the thing is that he was providing children for the rich and famous, and it included royalty. This is why he was so extraordinarily close to royalty.
Stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you're watching on TV, you're seeing the headline, Jimmy Savile met to lead sexual abuse complaints investigation. And, of course, you know that that is obviously full of operatives for this cult. But if you look at that image, CJ and they're running the board made the point that that's what kids would call the bad man. Little kids would run from this guy, but he helped run the children's charities and would visit them, just like Jerry Sandusky. And that's who these people are. I've only got David for this segment and part of the next, and then I'll give you a recap on the election and then go to Richard Belzer. But, David, thank you for coming on. I know you're a busy guy. When we come back in the next segment, I want to talk a little bit more about geopolitical stuff and also the Wembley event that I know sold out at Wembley. I can't pronounce anything right. Briefly on that, because I want to say congratulations. You really scared the establishment with that. They absolutely gave you front page and a lot of newspapers freaking out. And I noticed almost all the comments, because I spent like an hour reading them on three different articles I saw, almost everyone agreed with you. So again, they're not in total control. That's why they're turning up the game. But you were getting into the pedophile networks and why they use them. David. Do we have David? Can we pot him up? Or did we lose his Skype? His Skype, we were just talking to him during the break and he could hear us. David, can you hear us? All right, I wanted him to be able to.
I can, yep.
Okay, great. We've got you back. David, finishing up what you were saying at the end of the last segment.
Well, the thing is that what's happening in Britain is like what's coming to light is the blueprint of what happens in virtually every country, and certainly in the United States and Canada. Canada is obviously very connected to Britain because of the Commonwealth and what have you. And Jimmy Savile was providing children for the rich and famous. When you do that and you keep your mouth shut, then you are protected. And this is why people are saying, well, there was this police investigation and that one, and then it didn't go anywhere. And then this person said that. And why did they? Somebody must have known. Well, they did. The other thing is that I said in the night in the time that I talked about being a pedophile, I said that he was a necrophiliac. He's sex with dead bodies. This is why he used to volunteer to be a porter.
And that's now in the news years after you talked about it.
It got him. It got him in. It got him into the mortuaries. Now, what has happened now as this whole paedophile focus has expanded and exploded, is that there's a television program called Newsnight. I used to work for it, funny enough, years and years and years ago. It's a current affairs program late at night, and they were putting out, or some people from the program were putting out a few days ago, that night they were going to name a paedophile who was very much a well-known political name in the Thatcher government, and when it got to it, they did the item, but they didn't name him, and now it's all who is it? Well, I know who it is. I've known it is since the 1990s, so we're now looking at a situation where they have announced, Cameron's announced, the Prime Minister, they're going to have a reinvestigation into a massive abuse of children at children's homes in Wales, which has already been investigated in the 1990s. But part of that investigation was to stop the victims naming the famous people involved. They were blocked and they were not allowed to go into the final report. And the person who set that report up, this brings us to the relevance to many, many things that are happening, was the set that inquiry up with those closed briefs to stop the total truth coming out, was a man called William Hague. He was Secretary of State for Wales at the time, which is why he was the one that instigated the inquiry when it came out. He's now the Foreign Secretary. He, in league with Cameron, is deciding whether to support NATO bombing in Libya.
Amazing. Stay there. I want to get into some geopolitical issues and your event as well. We'll be right back. Final segment with David Icke.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flus, and other illnesses. Make sure you're not one of them. Supernatural Silver is a new technology that is highly effective against the germs, bacteria, and fungus that can breed in your chest, throat, and sinuses. Kill off these germs and allow your immune system to become stronger with Supernatural Silver, a powerful new silver solution that is several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silvers. Supernatural Silver can be taken daily for prevention and will not create resistant bacteria. It is non-toxic and is proven to be effective against many of the most serious diseases out there today, such as resistant staph, strep, pneumonia, viruses, and flus. Supernatural Silver is a safe and effective way to fight pathogens where antibiotics and other drugs fail. Have it on hand for any emergency. Go to www.supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code ALEXSAYS for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Fittingly, we have David Icke with us there on the line during election 2012 here in the United States, because the very same globalist interests run this country that run England. And if you turn on the news now, you see them announcing we're run by foreign banks, global governance is in charge, world government is here. But aren't we lucky technocrats are now appointing, you know, who runs all these countries? So we need to get past the illusion. Sure, you can get sucked into debating who will be worse or who will be better, but that's part of the illusion. David Icke, who do you think is going to win the U.S. puppet election? I mean, you've worked for the BBC, you've been the head of the Green Party, you've been in the U.S., I don't know, probably 100 times. Does it even matter? I mean, who do you think the establishment is going to put back in tomorrow?
Well, they'll put the person in that they think will best serve their interests. What I would say is that they do tend to like two-term presidents, because they can run something over 8 years without having to change the personnel in the middle of it,
without facing re-election.
Yeah, of course, as people in America well know, once you don't face re-election, then, you know, what have you got to lose? Whatever you do, you know, it's then craziness on steroids and the agenda on steroids once you've crossed that line into I don't have to win another election. So, it's likely that Obama, on that basis will be who they want. But having said that, Romney's perfect as well, because Romney would do anything. I mean, Romney, at least, someone like, Obama has at least to play some lip service to the fact that he's supposed to be a man of the people. Whereas Romney doesn't have to do that. I mean, you've only got to see some of the things he said in the election campaign. I mean, he'll just do anything. He seems to have, they're both heartless people, or they wouldn't be there. They don't want heart open people running for election. That's their worst nightmare. But, I mean, you know, Romney, he bomb Iran, no problem. No, don't even question, you know, bomb anybody. I mean, and squeeze people and put them on the street and destroy their lives financially. Oh, not a problem to him. But it will be the same with Obama, but he's got a bigger sell on that.
Well, here's the deal, looking at all the polls and people on the street, people don't like Obama, but they put him in 4 years ago. I think he did get popularly elected. Because people are like, we're sick of Bush, we'll put you in. Record numbers of white folks voted for him. You know, also, quote, proving to themselves they weren't racist, showing that they did have racist tendencies. They thought they had to vote for somebody because they were black instead of because they were a patriot or because they were what they thought was good. But I think one reason they may put Obama in, and I said last week that I thought Romney will be the real winner, looking at all the numbers, is because they can divide people along racial lines. Earlier, right. I was doing a search before you came on because a caller told me about it. N-word, in fact, I'm not going to say it on air, but it was N-word, MSNBC. And the guy brought it up and said, what do you think? And I didn't know this had been going on for a month and a half. I went and looked it up. They get on there and call anyone that supports smaller government who's black, they call them an N-word. On MSNBC, but the point is that David, they openly now over here say, you need to riot if Romney is elected. MoveOn.org puts out videos saying this, showing, you know, old white ladies saying we're going to burn things down, showing old black ladies saying they're going to physically attack Romney. The government lets people on Twitter call for this. I'm concerned. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but they're certainly trying to get some type of civil unrest going, I guess, for further divide and conquer. So that's one more thing they like about Obama, is they can say, oh, you don't like government-run health care? You're a racist. Your comments on that, David?
Well, yeah, it's like, you know, if you're a conjurer doing a magic trick, then you want people looking in one direction while you're doing the trick bit in another place where you're, where you've diverted the eyes away from. So the more divide and rule that they can create, the more focus, like on this phony, war between, Obama supporters and Romney supporters and all that stuff, black, white, sky blue, bloody pink. The more they can focus people on that stuff, the more, again, once you focus on something, you've lost peripheral vision. And thus they can do what they like in the peripheral vision and you're not seeing it because you're so focused on a meaningless, fight. So, I mean, obviously anything that they can, bring about divide and rule for, is perfect for them because, you know, at Wembley, last weekend, 6,000 people, came together with open hearts and open minds and there were thousands more watching live on the internet. And when you feel that energy and when you see those people, who have refused to be divided and ruled. They were black, white, they were young, they were elderly, they were every walk of life you can think of. They come together as one and it was unbelievable. The conspiracy could not work in that room because of the people or that arena, because of the people's mentality. And that's the nightmare they want. You know, this is why anyone that stands up over the years and said, we must come together and love each other. I mean, bang, bang, gone. They don't want that. They want people who they can play off against other people and create war, create conflict, create on all levels of life. That's what they want. And we must stop giving it to them because if we do, then the whole deal will go on and continue to go on. And I'd say that this, Alex, in the time we've got left about this pedophile thing back here, this guy, William Hague, the foreign secretary, needs to be questioned on why that Welsh inquiry into the massive paedophilia in Welsh children's homes was given the brief that it did and therefore stopped these kids talking about what happened to them. And this is the big thing. If the police investigation does not knock on the door of Buckingham Palace over this whole Savile and the wider implications that have followed, then it's a cover-up because the British royal family are fundamentally involved in this right to the top, right up to the people like Prince Philip and all these other people. Because you look at him, I mean, you put the picture on the screen, Alex. You describe what he looks like. This man is an aging, sleazy disc jockey, right? And he had complete access to the British royal family and they used him as an official go-between Prince Charles and Princess Diana when they were falling out in their marriage. And now it's come out this week that he was advising Prince Charles on aides to employ. Why is this man so close or was so close for so long to the British royal family? The answer to that will bring the British royal family down.
Wow. Very, very dangerous stuff. And remember you years ago saying this about Savile and many others, and it's just like the Sandusky situation. Happy Valley was a child torture and rape valley in Pennsylvania, and it's just everywhere because that's the type of scum that wants power and craves it, and that's when you get tyranny. Every culture in every time had the elite demanding your firstborn to be sacrificed to idols. Every culture got royalty that loved to literally bathe in the blood of children. If people don't know about that, it's well known, Transylvania and other areas. Every culture had the legends, not just the history, of the elites wanting to grab your kids, look out. Every authoritarian system tries to come and grab your kids because that's what they're into. These are demons, whether you believe in God or not, these are demons who want to torture children. And there is no doubt about them. They're all around us. They have the TSA training us to have our children abused now. They are pushing pedophilia on mainstream television, HBO, showing four-year-olds doing things I can't even say on the radio. This is a war. I listened to some of the comedy radio shows just tuning through. Now it's a cutesy thing to make jokes about pedophilia. That's the new cool thing. And they're trying to turn us into them. And they are bombarding us scientifically. David, I've got some stuff to talk to you about. I'm going to call you here in about 45 minutes when this show ends. But I really appreciate, we got Richard Belzer coming up. I appreciate your time. In closing, before we go to breaking, get Richard Belzer on, about his new book and the election and some of the things he's been saying. Where do they want to take us? Just quick answers. We've got like 2 minutes. The imploding economy, the wars, the admissions our governments run Al-Qaeda. Where are things going in that temporal range in your view?
Well, the whole area that we're going into is to throw so many shocks at the human population from so many directions that basically we look to someone to save us. And the idea is that the cabal comes forward to save us. This is the only way of sorting out the economic situation, world central bank, single world currency and all that stuff. The only way to stop all this conflict is more and more control. And this is an important point. You mentioned a few minutes ago, Alex, about the bringing technocrats in this whole pedophilia thing involving the political system of Britain and wider afield. It's important to remember this as this stuff comes out. They want us to have so much disdain for the political system that we will be much more open to what they've got in Italy now, one of the major countries in the world, of a technocrat banker running the country as prime minister and the whole cabinet in Italy being technocrats. We've had a technocrat in Greece as well at one point, Lucas Papademos, who was, and all these people are connected to Goldman Sachs and stuff.
And the media is saying it's good.
Yeah, this is the point. Let me just emphasize this to finish. Pedophilia, which is coming out involving political people, it doesn't end and begin with political people. Those behind in the shadows are into this stuff big time and even more deeply.
Yeah, they're into murdering.
Those people in the shadows are the same people that control the technocrats. They want to replace the politicians.
Well said, well said.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google. And the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, getting people outside the box to face the historical nightmare of the power elite and all their permutations. Here's some of the news up at Infowars.com as we track election 2012. Obviously, the thick of it will be tomorrow in the aftermath, 11 to 2 Central, noon to 3 Eastern, and, of course, tonight. Tonight, 5 to midnight, we're going to be there with the returns coming in, the audio streams at Infowars.com, and free video stream boxes. Or just click on the banner at the top that shows Obama and Romney as puppets. It'll take you right to the free video feed. We're streaming video right now of the show as well. It's going to be quite a lineup this evening. Richard Belzer is going to be with us until the end of the hour. I appreciate him coming on today. He is the author of Dead Wrong, Straight Facts on the Country's Most Controversial Cover-Ups. A bunch of false flags, assassinations. I'm going to tell you, it is a page-turner. We sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a short segment, long segment coming up where you can really break things down. But I saw him make a comment last week that if the election's close, he thinks there could be civil unrest. We're seeing preparations for that. I hope that's not the case. I'm trying to be nonpartisan, though I'm pro-gun, so people think I'm a right-winger. But I've seen Michael Moore put out videos that, you know, saying burn this effort down if Romney wins and all this. I mean, I'm wondering where all this is going. I'm not trying to get you in trouble with all your Hollywood friends. Who knows if Christopher Walken will come sit in your lap this time. That was hilarious. But now Richard Belzer doesn't need to be introduced here. He plays Detective John Munch on Law & Order. And, of course, he's been in all the different TV shows, you name it, for decades, movies. And he is also been studying the New World Order and stuff for decades longer than I have been. And he divides his time between France and New York. And BelzerBook.com is a place where you can also find more about his book, or iBelz, IBELZ.com as well. Thanks for coming on. What do you make of what's happening in the election between the two choices we have, Mitt Romney and Obama, Richard?
Last time I was on your show, my book made the New York Times bestseller list, and I think it's directly attributable in part to your support of the book and me, and I greatly appreciate that.
Oh, you got to be kidding. I mean, this is a book I couldn't put down, buddy. Thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you, sir. And Chris says hello, by the way. He's working right now. But anyway, I think, as I've said before, the Republicans and the Democrats are like, it's like they're two. The president is a bus driver. You know, this Obama drives the bus and Romney drives the bus. If we get on Romney's bus, you know, both buses are going off a cliff, in my view. I think Republicans maybe are going 9 miles an hour. Democrats are going 70, 80 miles an hour. It's, you know, presidents are part-time workers. There's a much deeper thing going on here than just these two guys. And, I mean, I think they're, you know, they're both obvious. I mean, Obama brought in all the worst banking cats that caused the problem in the first place. So right away, that was suspicious. And also, we don't know really too much about Romney, so that's scary. We don't know what he's going to do once he gets in. We don't know what he's going to do. We have no idea what he's going to do. And as far as the gun issue, I was just in Washington recently addressing 1,000 police chiefs and police officers. I work for the National Police Memorial Museum. And the consensus is, as we all know, who are familiar with law enforcement, I mean, I play a cop, but I'm lucky to know a lot of people who actually are on the front lines. And they know that no one can take everyone's guns away. No one can, it's physically, first of all, it's impossible. Legally, it's impossible. The only thing a lot of the chiefs were saying was that there has to be more scrupulous background checks, which everyone agrees on, and that the limiting of certain types of military weapons for civilians. But that's it. It's not like anyone's going in and banging on the door and taking my gun. I mean, everyone has a right to have a gun. You know that's a basic American right.
Sure, but there's not many countries left where you can have guns. Look at Switzerland. I mean, you know, guns are a basic right of someone who's free. But you know, your analogy, in some ways, Romney says he'll drive the bus off at 200 miles an hour with a war with Russia or China. But then in other areas, like bankrupting the country, Obama's going 200 miles an hour. I mean, really, it's six one ways, half a dozen another.
Arguably a photo finish, I have to agree, for different reasons.
Now we're going to go to break. Long segment coming up. I want to get into a whole host of issues. Richard Belzer here, but I want to get your take on civil unrest, specifically why you're thinking we might see... Yeah, we're going to go to break. Richard Belzer is our guest. And again, we're going to have open phones tonight, 5 to midnight central. Plus, I'll be in studio right here. But you'll need to go get the free audio and video feeds at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com if you're going to watch all this continual coverage. Then we'll have highlights tomorrow.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you want an American company with American products made by Americans, here is the Cal Ben Soap Company. Alex and his staff have used these pure soap products for years. These all-natural soaps are made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils that are earth-friendly and safe. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog. Buy the 1 to 2 month sample package and enjoy soaps that are twice as good as what you're using now. Or save big with a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. This is an amazing deal. You can save thousands of dollars and you will love the way real soap makes you feel. See them on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091 for a free catalog.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Richard Belzer, movie and TV star, but also a guy that doesn't trust the New World Order. He's written the book Dead Wrong, Straight Facts on the Country's Most Controversial Cover-Ups. Richard Belzer and David Wayne. Afterward by Jesse Ventura, who will be joining us tomorrow. Jesse Ventura has not been doing any interviews. I knew the reason why. He's not ill, but is taking care of some family that is. And that's why you haven't seen him in the media the last month. But he is coming on our show. So he was on with us last week. He's back on with us tomorrow. In the aftermath of that, we had David Icke on earlier. You can get the book at InfoWarsStore.com and support Belzer and us. By the way, with me, the thrill is getting the word out. I'm now putting 80,000 InfoWars magazines on the streets of Austin, and the advertising allows us to do that big, glossy 60-page magazine covering the most hardcore issues, fluoride, the torture, the wars, the New World Order, the banking collapse, the new issue, The Secret Life of Zombies, is out about the lowering IQ, the TVs making kids have epilepsy. This is all on record. How you're being scientifically attacked. You can buy those in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost, $14 to get 10 copies. It's even less per capita if you buy 100. And these are like color books to give people, friends and family, leave places. But even better is a subscription, because it's one time, 12 issues. When we have back issues, we'll mail a few, you know, with the first one, when supplies are there. Because this is what I'm into, is fighting these people. I get a thrill out of knowing that people are getting these in droves and giving them subscriptions to their police station, to their library, to the local law school, to the local professor, to the preacher, to their rabbi, to their imam, to their little league coach, to their grandma. 12 issues, a liberty to the door, shipping included, $59.95. But more than half that cost is the shipping. So we're selling these at cost. This is a outreach program. That's why I push the daylights out of it. Also, just until Friday for the election, because the government can't and won't protect you. Look, it's the citizens helping each other in New York and New Jersey predominantly, and government getting in the way, just like Katrina. The ProPure best gravity-fed filters out there, 15% off. We already have the lowest price normally. We're the biggest distributor of them in the world. Because I did a bunch of research of my own and found they were the best in side-by-side studies that were out there. And I use it in my home. I use it on my RV. I use it here at the office, along with the bottled water we use. We love from Arkansas. The point is, got a ProPure right there on the counter. The point is that 10% off, no one offers that. Now we're offering 15 just this week, so you can take care of yourself and stop drinking the garbage they put in the tap water. So again, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, Richard, you're here with us now. Let's get into this, because you know, that made national news last week when you said, hey, you're worried about that there could be some civil unrest if the election's close. Or what was your exact quote?
I'm not condoning or inciting anything. I'm saying if the election is very close either way, and they find that in that state or that region there has been voter suppression or voter tampering, whatever you want to call it, I think that could be a problem. I wasn't by no means saying if so-and-so wins, there's going to be a riot. And that was the farthest thing from my mind. I'm just worried, as I was in 2004 about voting machines and how votes are counted. And it's been proven, you know, in the last 4 years that it's very, very tricky. And the college students have hacked into voting machines. And so I think it's a concern for both sides. I think that's what I was saying. I certainly wasn't saying.
Oh, no, no. Well, listen, if you thought we implied you were saying that, no, no, no. We're talking about Michael Moore, who I know you know, and I'm talking about some of these other people who are, it seems, trying to incite. I said in the first hour today, I think if it's close, either way, that's when you could see some problems. But look, the country's been in a depression for a while, and we're already seeing college students over tuition that's too expensive that they can't even get a job with, already protesting or demonstrating or rioting when cops get out of hand and then they get out of hand. We're already seeing skateboarders rioting, you know, white skateboarders predominantly, when they don't get to see the movie they wanted. And we are seeing predominantly black youth, but there's some white folks and Hispanics as well who are saying they want to use this as an excuse to go out and go wild. I mean, that's kind of the new thing with social networks, which the CIA has used to stir it up in the Middle East. They like to stew it up here. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you know, I'm so glad you brought that up, and your previous guest is well schooled in some of these things. But, you know, for some reason, elements within our government foment dissension and foment contention among different groups for their own purposes. And to me, that's evil. To use the arm of some arm of government or elements within that arm to incite things that wouldn't normally be incited is a despicable, treasonous thing, I believe. And I think that's going on. I agree with you. I think a lot of things are exaggerated or provoked. We know very well from history that a lot of FBI agents infiltrated the civil rights movement and incited violence. Whereas many people in the civil rights movement were in fact nonviolent, but were perceived as violent because the FBI instigated violence. So the government is not above making groups looking worse than they are, or making groups more contentious than they would normally be. So I'm with you on that. And you know who taught us all that, of course, is all the, you know, the rat line and the Operation Paperclip. We brought so many Nazis into this country to teach us about psychological warfare under the guise of using their scientific knowledge, you know, for rocketry and stuff. A lot of those guys murdered people and were...
Yeah, they brought 28,000 high-level Nazis in to basically, because they were the really cool bad guys for the intelligence agencies in England and wherever else. Oh, you know, like Darth Vader's cool, or Joseph Mengele, monsters. And they put him in everywhere. Expanding on this, though, here's some of the headlines at Infowars.com. Some of the breaking news. Reports of voting machine problems. Vote flipping begin to pour in. Steve Watson has an article, and there's photos and snapshots people are putting up. And I know people that have had problems here in Austin who are savvy when it comes to computers. Right. Also, we've got an InfoWars election poll up there. We also have video of voting machine flipping a vote for Obama, selects Romney instead. There's video of votes for Romney flipping to Obama. Just a lot of key information up at prisonplanet.com.
The American people, how can the American people trust this system? This is, you know, they say this is an important election. And part of the reason is the technology of voting. And first of all, they should totally get rid of the Electoral College. You know, someone could win by 50,000 votes and then not win the election is insane. There should be, you know, direct one man, one woman, you know, one vote, first of all. And voting should be expanded. It shouldn't just be on Tuesday. It should be like a week. I mean, everyone should vote. And the voter suppression is, you know, that's a really serious, was ever doing it. That gets to the bottom of some of the uglier aspects. You know, this is an open society and everyone has a voice, and you know, we may disagree, but you know, at the end of the day, 20, 30, 40 years ago, everyone from both sides of the aisle would get together over a drink somewhere and cut up legislation in a gentlemanly way, and then go to war again the next day on the Senate or Congress floor. That's over. And That's, you know, it's not good, Alex. It's not good.
Well, we got front row seats to whatever's going to happen. Again, people get confused by my position on this. More and more, there is election fraud. It's been proven over and over again by both parties. In Europe and areas, more and more of our electronic black box systems are being exported, and we're seeing a fraud over there. But I'm saying people should vote, especially locally, so that you can prove the fraud. But when it comes to a Romney Obama, where both are bought and paid for by the same Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan interest.
Right.
I mean, I've got to be honest, Richard. I'm not voting for either one of them just because, you know, I mean, I know I'd be a chump.
Are you going to vote?
Pardon me?
Are you going to vote for someone?
Well, again, I was going to say, where we know it's a total fraud, like Travis County, what's the point? I mean, I've proven the state elections board has admitted when I'm there challenging it that, okay, yeah, there was fraud in this election in 1998, but we're still going to certify it. So I'm still thinking about that right now. But the point I'm getting at here Richard, is that I'm not saying we shouldn't vote, but why do we get 60% turning out for a presidential race, but only 8% locally? That's where you can really find real candidates. You can even run yourself.
Yeah, that's a very good point. People forget about down ticket and the other races. You know, 90 million Americans aren't going to vote in this election. That's astounding. You know, black helicopters keep going by my apartment. It's not that I'm crazy, but I swear there's no markings on them. I photographed them. I live on the Hudson River, Alex, and I take a lot of photos of strange things, but I swear in the last few days there's been some serious black, you know, matte colored, no markings, and I have a good camera. I can zoom in and see markings because I photograph the ships that go by and stuff.
Now, Richard, black helicopters don't exist, even though they have urban warfare drills all over the country terrorizing people. You didn't see that. Everything's fine.
No, I'm delusional. They try to marginalize us, Alex, but you know what? You said something before about your magazine, which made me realize something I've said before. People ask me why, you know, I'm an actor, I'm comfortable. Why? I feel because of my celebrity, and I think you feel this too, that we have a civic responsibility to get information out. Not just, you know, do what we do, which is, you know, what we want to do, but also because we have a voice that we're town criers in a humble way. But so I respect
you. No, exactly. I would rather go jump in a fire ant bed, to be quite honest, then sit here and even have to do this research every day. I mean, it's intriguing. It's fun to break stories at one level. But, I mean, I'll be honest. You know, 15 years ago, I had a lot bigger ego because, you know, I mean, it was fun to become somebody. But sure. But once you've become somebody, like yourself, a movie and TV star, myself, you know, in the media, well-known, then it actually becomes a negative in many ways unless you use it for good. Now, some people who get celebrity, you know, go into the egomaniac realm and then destroy themselves. I almost miss my ego. You know, I come off as somebody who has a big ego, but it's really just aggression and anger and you know, things like that. It's more like a rhinoceros. But I got to be honest, I wish I had some of that ego where I got off on being a big man I used to have. Because let me tell you, that's got some energy behind it. So I'm going to be honest. John Lennon wanted to lose his ego. I'm trying to find mine, Richard.
Well, no, I think your ego got you to where you are, so it's more enlightenment. You're evolving. You're not devolving, in my view.
I know, but I mean, there was some relish in hadn't had success getting it, and now
nothing better than getting, you know, in front of a line in a restaurant. That's why I like to be a celebrity.
Exactly. That's about one of the fringe benefits. What about people buy you lunch though? That happens almost everywhere I go now, and I kind of don't like it. I'm like, well, thank you, but I'd like to buy my own lunch.
They send me things, you know, and I worry where they when I need it is what I say usually.
The reason I get into celebrity here with you is because so many people that don't have celebrity, I mean, I'm sure you've seen, because I have, you know, small celebrity compared to a lot of movie stars and people, but so many people, like I was talking to a famous movie star, and they were saying, yeah, you ought to see Bill Clinton, Al Gore groveling on, you know, a 6-hour flight to Hawaii with me. He, you know, celebrity does strange things to people. And the point is that the power of that, that Madison Avenue uses that to make people who even have monetary or civic success or a successful family, which is the greatest success, to be, you know, healthy and happy and nurtured. Right. People think they're missing something because they're not a celebrity, and they really don't understand that I've been there, I've done it, it isn't jack crap. I mean, do you agree with that statement?
I totally agree. The difference between the top and the bottom, the only difference is the food's better at the top. But everybody's the same, you know, personalities, and everybody reveals themselves for who they are at every level of society. And no, I agree. I totally agree. But, you know, what happened, what I found was, since celebrities or people who make it, my feeling is the bigger you are, the more magnanimous you should be. I know people who have made it and then become meaner and greedier. And it's like, that really perplexes me. It's like, why not? How much do you need? And why can't you share? And, you know, anyway, but that's a whole other story.
Well, look at Lance Armstrong. Look at his fall.
Well, that's a tragic, baffling, story, isn't it?
Who do you think is going to win tomorrow?
Well, I've been, here's why I think Obama's going to win, and I think it's because of women. I think more women will vote. In 2008, 21 million single, low-information voters, women, did not vote. And I think the perceived attack by some on the right of women's health issues is galvanizing more women than a lot of people realize, women that aren't being polled, for instance. And I also believe a lot of Republican women, whatever they tell their husbands, are also kind of threatened by this imposition upon what choices they can make in their health. So I think it'll boil down to women winning for Obama. That's what I predict.
Well, here's my deal. Look, with abortion, I know it's always gone on in every culture. I understand there's medical issues, things like that, but abortion,
but
here's the thing. Abortion is directed from the top to reduce the population. It is eugenics based. I want the people at the top who are for abortion to be honest about it, that it's about population reduction and about a hatred of humanity.
No, I think that I agree with you. In the 20s and 30s, some very wealthy families were really pushing eugenics, and very few people know, I'm sure you know, the Nazis got the idea of eugenics from us.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're nothing to be proud of. But I disagree, Alex. I don't think everyone who is for birth control and prenatal counseling is cognizant even of...
No. I think 95% of people aren't. And I'm going to agree that they're not doing it because they want to kill people, but I've been around globalists and their minions, and believe me, they want to kill minorities. That's what abortion's really all about.
Well, there's a term that was used by the CIA scientist that was said by a Nazi scientist. You know, the term, you've heard it, I'm sure, useless eaters.
Yes.
That's very much, that mentality is very much around. And you touched on something in your last segment about pedophilia, which is a subject that is incredibly difficult for us to talk about because we're parents. But I was writing another book years ago about JFK.
Hey, I tell you what, we got to go to break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to get into this with Richard Belzer. Stay with us. With more election coverage coming up.
I'm President Barack Barry Obama, and you're watching continual coverage of the 2012 presidential election here on Infowars.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today
at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario Water Filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth. Can do with it as he pleases, and if things don't change soon, he will. For a man has invented his doom. First step was touching.
Bob Dylan predicts Obama in a landslide. Speaking of Bob Dylan, there's Bob Dylan right there. Who's going to take away their license to kill? You got interrupted by the break. Richard Belzer, author of Dead Wrong, New York Times bestseller, available at Infowars.com, is with us. When this main radio broadcast ends and your local stations continue the coverage, that's awesome. Spread the word about them. Support them. Our local stations are across the country, over 130-plus affiliates right now. In fact, it's even more than that. We're getting all the numbers. Very exciting that the truth's starting to get out and people are hungry for it. It shows that no army can stop an idea whose time has come. Stations are welcome to grab any snippets for their news or their shows that are coming up from 5 to past midnight tonight with myself, Gerald Celente, Max Kaiser, Wayne Madsen, Paul Craig Roberts, Lou Rockwell, Nomi Prinz, Webster Tarpley, and other surprise guests. And we're going to open the phones up for the election fraud news. It's pouring in from all sides. Obama being flipped to Romney, Romney being flipped to Obama, people knocking down Republican signs. It is just bedlam. It's all at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But the video feeds and audio feeds are there. For everybody that wants to be able to follow that, you'll be able to listen to the iPhone apps as well and listen to the audio of the video. Now, going back to Richard Belzer, you were getting into the pedophile issue that I was covering with David Icke that's blowing up here in the U.S. and England right now, all over government and universities and things, a cult of it. You were talking about you were writing another book. Go ahead. That's where you left off.
Yes, thank you, Alex. Years ago, I was writing a book, and there was one thing I left out of the book that I was afraid to put in because it was about a bank, a front bank of the CIA that was also used to traffic children for elites to have their way with. And it was just such an amazing story at the time. This is, I was researching this in the 90s.
Was that the Finders out of D.C.?
the Franklin Bank, I think.
All of it. Yeah, unbelievable. Yeah, that's all. Yeah, unbelievable.
But I was a little afraid of it then, but then over the last 14 years or 15 years, as more and more evidence is coming out that at the highest levels of government and certain elements of NATO, there's this weird child thing going on that is, you couldn't write it. You couldn't make it up. It's so disturbing and true. There are some researchers who some believe have lost their lives for delving into that story.
No, you're right. You have courage even talking about it. I mean, this... Well, yeah. No, this BBC reporter that now, you know, has died and hundreds of people are coming out and they're confirming it. He would go around bragging about it to reporters, this Savelle guy, and he looks like a textbook demon.
Is he the one that was a host that got caught for years of
yes.
California?
Yes.
He would brag about it in England, you mean?
Yeah, it turns out he was bragging to reporters about it, but they were scared to report it. I mean, he was saying, I'm above the law. These children are my little slaves, stuff like that.
Oh, my Lord. Well, this is going to go right up to the royal family then, because that guy was close to the royal family.
Yeah, he was inside of it.
So there's some dark. Well, anyway, you know, this royal family, they're not even English. They're Hanovers. They're Germans.
Who are really Transylvanians.
Yeah, well, I'm Transylvanian, so watch out. Anyway.
Really? You're really Transylvanian?
My grandfather was from Romania. My grandmother was from
Russia. But you're not related to Dracula. Nothing wrong. It's not bad to be from Romania. We're talking about No. They're related to Dracula.
You mean the Count who...
Yeah, the bad guy. We're not saying Romanians are bad.
Vlad the Impaler.
Yes, Vlad the Impaler. I'm not kidding. Look up Prince Charles, Vlad the Impaler. He's actually moved into the castle. Richard Belzer, amazing. We'll get updates from you in the next few days. I want to get your take post-election. Folks, get the free streams, Infowars.com. Thank you, Richard Belzer.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
We're back at 5 Central. Back at 5 Central. Find the streams at Infowars.